From his current album, that's Daniel Patrick doing an old John Prine song. And Daniel is an extraordinary mandolin player, and he's coming to Donegal for the Donegal Arts Festival in next weekend. And I'm delighted he joins me from his home in South Carolina. Daniel, it's lovely to talk to you. How are you keeping?
Hey, doing great. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on here. I've been listening to you for the last half hour now, and great songs.
Can I really tell you, Daniel, congratulations on the album. I just came across it there in the last fortnight, and it's a great compilation. You have a lot of guest artists on the album with you. When did you record that?
I put it out in late 2024. But I recorded it in 2023 and 2024 because I had to try to round up all those artists and separate times. So it took a little bit of time to track everybody down, but it was definitely the highlight of my musical life.
Come here, tell our listeners a little bit about your history. When did you get into the music first? Because you come from a great part of the country where it's well known for bluegrass music down there in South Carolina, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting is I oddly didn't get into bluegrass early on. I'm from Michigan originally, and I played drums. Oh. But I accidentally bought an album by a band called Nickel Creek one day.
Yeah.
And the song I heard was called Smoothie Song, and it blew me away. And so I looked up, you know, well, what is that instrument? And it turned out to be Chris Thiele playing mandolin. And I called a buddy who worked at a music store, and I was like, hey, do you guys have any mandolins? And he put me on hold, and the hold music was Newgrass Revival. And from that point forward, it has been nonstop mandolin in my world.
Yeah, it's great. I remember that band, Newgrass Revival. And who do you call him as another fine mandolin player too? Sam Bush.
Sam Bush, yeah, he's my mandolin hero.
18 Miles to Louisville. I have a wild habit of playing that song every so often on the show. And come here. I was mentioning you're coming over to Ireland for the Urgell Arts Festival. And how did that all come about? How did the Urgell Arts people get in touch?
Yeah. So I also have a podcast called Mandolins and Beer that I started about 7 years ago. And it was number one in Ireland for music podcasts on Apple.
Excellent.
And there is a place I play every Sunday morning in Charleston here.
Yeah.
And the owners are from Ireland. Ooh. And one of them happened to be in town. And I showed him, like, oh, look at this chart. It was number one over there. He's like, oh, you should, I'm going to put you in touch with my friend Paul and see if he's familiar with you. And next thing I know, emailing back and forth with him, and we got some dates to come over, so I'm ecstatic.
That's great. Is this your first time over to Ireland, Daniel?
I actually spent a month there in 2019. My wife is a professor, and I came over there. She did a teaching abroad course, so we were all over the country. We were based in Dublin, but we kind of went all over the place.
Excellent. And come here, with a name like that, is there any Irish connection, Daniel Patrick?
Yeah, you bet. Through my grandmother, and actually some of her ashes were scattered at the cliffs over there. So,
the cliffs of Moher.
Yeah, it's got some... Yes, yeah, so just a little family there, I guess.
Yeah, and come here, you're bringing... There's another guy coming, which isn't there... Algar, I forget his name. Is it White?
Yes. Whit Algar. He'll be playing guitar and singing. We do a lot of harmony vocals, and he's been kind of my musical partner now for... We were trying to figure this out yesterday, and I'm probably close to 10 years, I'd say, now.
Yeah, it's great when you get the mandolin and the guitar going together, but I was just playing a John Prine song there. You do a good version, and you do a lovely version of Clean Clearwater Revival's at Lodi as well on the album.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love that whole album that I put out. It's all cover songs of some of my favorite artists. But it was with my podcast. I interview all these people like Sam Bush and that was Matt Flinner on that John Prine song. And one of the things I find interesting with mandolin is we've all listened to Bill Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, but none of us sound like Bill Monroe. And I think it's because we all have different influences. So I asked these the people on the album who their influences were outside of bluegrass, and then picked a song. You know, Sam Bush loves the Allman Brothers, so we did Blue Sky by the Allman Brothers, you know. And yeah, it was kind of a fun concept.
Who Do You Call Him was a great fan back in, when I started into the country first. I was big into Ricky Skaggs in the early days, you know, and he went kind of commercial country for a while in the late 80s, early 90s, but he went back to his bluegrass roots now. And I just see he released a new song just this week called Say a Prayer. I hope to give it a spin later on in the show tonight. He's a great...
Maybe they realize it now, but he was like a young prodigy at bluegrass.
That's right.
Like he was a young kid playing. He's incredible.
That's right. And come here, as well as, I mentioned that you have three gigs here in Donegal. On the 18th, you're going to be over with my good friend Pat McGill in the Beehive Bar. It's a lovely bar in Ardra. Then you come to Letterkenny, our town where we're based here. You're in Blake's Bar in Letterkenny on the Wednesday night, and then on the Thursday night you're up in McCrory's in Kildaff. It's another, I have to tell you, it's a lovely, intimate venue too. The three venues you're going to be at are really nice and intimate, you know, so looking forward to having you over here.
Oh, that's great. Well, so excited, and you were telling me some of the artists who had been there in the last year, and then I've seen others like Towns Van Zandt play this few of these places.
He played it.
Guy Clark. So
yeah.
So it's really an honor to be able to come and play these venues. And I love intimate shows, especially acoustic music. It just works better with it's in front of a smaller group of people. I just played a festival in Michigan, and I played on the main stage. But then I played in a little schoolhouse later in the evening.
Yeah.
And that schoolhouse show was amazing. It's fun to connect to people.
Yeah. Have you any other gigs when you come to Ireland, apart from the three you're doing with the Urquhart Arts Festival? Have you any other gigs lined up?
Just doing the three, and then going to do a little sightseeing, and then try to... spend a couple days just relaxing. It's been a really, really busy year. It'll be kind of nice.
When you're going around the country and if you're relaxing, if anybody sees you has a mandolin with you, you'll be called into a session somewhere, because, you know, the Irish traditional music and the bluegrass are very similar. You know, they reckon a lot of people from Ireland went over to America in the early years, and that helped start the bluegrass music in the first place, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of the things I mentioned to Whit, is maybe we should, one of the days or two of the days we're just wandering around, just bury our instruments and maybe find a pub and trade some pints for some songs.
There'd be no problem there, I'm telling you. There'd be no problem there. Come here, have you ever ventured into the songwriting side of it at all, you know?
Yeah, actually, we'll be playing quite a few songs that I've written and that Whit has written. And you'll be the first person I've told this to, but it'll be a formal announcement in August. But I do have, I'm going to be putting a record out of original material on a pretty significant bluegrass label. I can't say the name yet, though, that is all. That when I come back, I'll be going to Nashville to take care of some stuff with that. And then, we'll be mixing it up with songs that we wrote, and then some great bluegrass traditional tunes, and then we like taking some songs that people wouldn't expect to be bluegrassy and kind of turning them on their ear and making them bluegrass songs too.
You mentioned there you did Blue Skies.
Yeah.
That's a great song. Friends of mine over there, Special Consensus, who I'm sure you know, they did a great version. Greg Cahill and his gang did a great version of Blue Skies in one of their albums as well. And it's great. The old instrumental stuff is great too, you know.
I love Greg. Is a heck of a guy. And Special Consensus is just, they're unbelievable. They've been going for decades now and just still incredible.
Yeah, I was just looking on Facebook this evening, and I noticed that they're going to be doing an appearance on the Grand Ole Opry. I think it might be around the 24th or 25th of this month. I think it's their third or fourth time going to be on the Grand Ole Opry. I just saw that this evening myself.
Yeah, I just saw that right before you called.
Yeah, funny, isn't it? Come here, bluegrass has got a new life out there. You know, like, I play a lot of the traditional country stuff in bluegrass, but the stuff that's coming out of Nashville at the moment, God, it's terrible. It's pop, you know. There's good traditional stuff, if you know where it is, but bluegrass seems to have got a new lease of life. There's a lot of new bluegrass bands and artists out there as well, you know. Because I would get some albums.
Oh, for sure.
I would get some albums down from an album. It's a download program for us. It's called AirPlay Direct, and you've got a lot of names up there you mightn't have heard of before, but they're great.
Yeah, I mean, thank you, Billy Strings, for sure, for cracking. He's kicked the door down and really given a lot of opportunities for bluegrass bands. I mean, he is unbelievably talented, and his whole band is. And I think with his popularity, it's really opened up a lot of venues that might not have thought of bluegrass music, you know, as a popular type of music. But now with the help of Billy Strings' popularity, it's, you know, lots of gigs for lots of bluegrass bands have opened up.
Yeah, one of the venues you're going to be in now over in Ardran, the Beehive, my good friend Pat McGill. Pat is great for bringing over bluegrass bands to Ireland. He had 2 years ago, he had over Alicia Nugent and her band, and he has special consensus over a good few times, and he's great, and it's a lovely, intimate little pub. You'll love it when you get into it, I'm telling you. You won't want to leave.
Oh, I'm excited. I am so excited. And that was the last time we were in Ireland. We were like kind of based in Dublin, but we'd go on day trips all the time. And just the intimate pubs, I saw maybe one of the most incredible music performances I'd ever seen at a place called Shanae. And it was not the Dublin one, though. I think it might have been Galway or Cork.
Yeah.
I can't recall. But it was just one guy, while everybody was tuning, just sang a song a cappella. And the hair on my arms is standing up right now just thinking about, I was sitting right next to this guy, and it was just like the most emotional traditional song I had ever heard.
Yeah.
And it was so real. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like, yeah. So I can't wait to fill up my heart with some traditional music while I'm there as well.
Yeah, if you're staying here I know you're going to be in Donegal from the 18th up until the 23rd. I must hook up with you someday, apart from the gigs, and bring yourself around and show you a few nice spots in Donegal. Because everybody comes to Ireland and they go up to Kerry or Cork, but they don't come up to Donegal. And we have places like Glenveagh National Park and Greenia Valley. I must show you a few places. We'll hook up someday and I'll take you around.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll take you around the place.
Oh, so, thank you. That'd be
so
amazing.
Come here, what have you lined up? Are you playing away over there at the moment? When do you come to Ireland?
So we are heading over. We have a gig again on Sunday of this week. I have tomorrow off, which is kind of nice. And we will get in Friday morning. And then we're just going to kind of spend the day in Dublin. And then I have to give a special thanks, by the way, to, I'm not sure, are you familiar with the band Cup of Joe that are based out of Ireland?
Oh, I've heard them, surely to God, yeah.
Yeah, so Reuben Agnew, and through David Benedict and Tabitha, they are hooking us up with a small sound system. So we have to meet him on Saturday. But I want to say thanks to Reuben and Cup of Joe for helping us out with a sound system for us. that took a lot of stress off of us.
Come here, I have to ask you, have you been watching the World Cup at all? Are you into the football sport at all?
Yeah, we just watched. We just watched Spain.
Spain
win.
They just beat. a late winner again. It's getting good now. It's getting to the stage now. There's only 3 or 4 matches left, so that's the cracking. What else?
You know, I have to say. Go ahead.
Go on, Daniel. Go on. What were you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, it was interesting to see the U.S. make it as deep as they did, you know, but it's also not surprising that they lost when they did as well. Football just has never been, you know, as popular here, unfortunately, as it's been. As it is in Europe, so, but it's still exciting to watch.
They're coming on. You know, a lot of the American players are actually playing with teams in Europe now as well. What I must ask you, who would have been your favorite music people growing up? Who would have been your influences, say, if not in bluegrass, but in any of the other genres that when you were growing up, who did you follow or who did you like?
So this is a really weird one, but my dad was a DJ in Michigan, and he knew the rock band Kiss.
Oh yeah.
And so growing up, I was an Ace Frehley, the lead guitar player. That was what got me into music.
Yeah.
And but then, you know, I loved Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know, there were all these things, you know, I just always loved good musicians. Led Zeppelin, yeah. You know, they were before my time, I guess, as far as seeing them live and stuff. But my dad was always playing music like that around the house. The yeah. Beatles might be my all-time favorite band to this day. Still, just so many great songs.
There you go. It's funny, isn't it? And have you played any sports at all in, when you were growing up, baseball, football? Or
Yeah. I played baseball. I played hockey, basketball, tennis. I was a big tennis player in high school. And but once I graduated, I mean, I played hockey, like some pickup games and stuff like that, but man, once I graduated high school and met other friends who liked the same sort of music as I did, it was pretty much all music from that point forward.
And do you play any other instrument apart from the mandolin? Do you play a guitar?
Yeah, I play guitar. I play drums. That was like, I played drums since I was 8 years old.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you said that.
You know, I could play bass, play a little bit of harmonica. But yeah, I still write a majority of my songs on guitar.
Yeah.
And then transfer them over to mandolin. And I'd like to pick up fiddle, but I just feel like I'm trying so hard to be the best mandolin player that I can be, that anytime I'm trying to learn something else, I'm like, I should probably just go back and work on some more mandolin stuff.
Camira, I must say, I love the name of your podcast, Mandolins and Beer. And how often does that go out? How often do you do the podcast?
I do one episode a week.
Yeah.
So every week. And then I usually don't air them on holidays or weeks where holidays are, because it doesn't matter to me about the listens, but it's like the listens go down a little bit, I think, because people are traveling or with family. And I want all the guests, like I want them to get as many listens as they can. Anybody who's going to take the time to come on the podcast is, I want them to get as many listens as possible. So pretty much every week, though, aside maybe probably five weeks off a year.
And how could, if we want to listen to it over here, how can we get onto it? Where do we go to listen to it? Do you go on Spotify?
Oh, sure. Or? Yeah. So you can Spotify. You can go to Apple Music. Podcast or the Apple Podcast on your phone. You can go to mandolinsandbeer.com, and it's all the episodes are streaming on there too.
Great stuff. That's good.
But any place you get podcasts, it should be on. And it's well over 4 million downloads now. It's pretty wild to think about.
Yeah. Well, come here, Daniel. That's great. It's been lovely talking to you. Looking forward to seeing you when you get over the week after next, and it'll be great. You'll enjoy it anyway, I can tell you that. And hopefully the good weather will be here when you arrive. I believe you have storms over there at the moment.
Yeah, I can feel. Actually, I put myself in a bathroom so the thunder wouldn't come through, but I can feel the walls shaking here right now. It's been storming for hours now. It's a big one. As Bill Monroe would say, it's dark as night or dark as the day out there right now.
If it's going to get you, it's going to get you. But you'll be safe enough. Come
exactly.
here.
Exactly. But I just want to say thank you for having me on. It's really an honor to come on your show.
No, it's been a pleasure.
I really appreciate you helping spread the word. And yeah. I'll bring you one of my Mandolins and Beer T-shirts when I come over.
XXL.
Gotcha.
Right, Daniel, come here. It's great. I'm going to go out now with Drive. You had Tim O'Brien on that song, which on the album, and it's a great album as well. For anybody who wants it, they can get it. Have your website that they can get it off, or just...
Yeah, they can go to the website. You can buy it on iTunes, Bandcamp, anywhere, and it's streaming everywhere. And we'll be playing songs off that album as well when we're in town, so...
Well, come here, that's great, Daniel. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Hey, thank you. Cheers, buddy, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Don't forget that XXL.
You got it, I'll pack it.
Who's gonna gonna tell you when it's too late. Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. Who's gonna drag you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your dreams? Who's gonna plug their ears when you scream? Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong.
Daniel Patrick with Tim O'Brien from his current album and Drive, and Daniel is going to be coming to the Urgell Arts Festival week after next. Take us up the news in the hour. Here's a nice instrumental version of an old George Strait song called Amarillo by Morning.
Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.